I am Bertha Carter, used to be Moore, and I live still here in Nicodemus, Kansas. I've been living here for about 76 years. And I'm standing here by my grandfather and grandmother homestead place. I used to walk right about 300 feet west of here from my home over to my grandmother every morning. And right in front of where we stand in it, about 300 feet, he had garden planted. And then everybody in town come. He had up watermelons and peanuts, all kind of beans. And those children used to all come down and pluck his watermelon. He'd come out and holler at them, "Hey, you children, you get out of there." And then everybody would scat. But I really miss them. They passed away. And
what were their names?
My grandfather's name was George Moore, and my grandmother's name was Effie Moore.
And what time period was that they lived in this house and farmed?
Well, she can tell you that. Florence, she know the dates better. I done forgot them.
Describe the house.
It was just a two-room house. They had the kitchen. They had two beds set up in the kitchen, and one in the front room. And we always wonder how people could get in two rooms and keep it so neat.
How many people lived in the house at any one time?
Well, it would be just them two until us grandkids would go there, and some of our brothers would come and stay with them. And I stayed over here. But they had folks come, and they would be about maybe five or six in the room. They had those roll-away beds you could let down. And do fold, you could pull out and fold back up.
When was the last time the house was standing? When did you last remember the house standing and that you actually
were? Well, in 58, I know it was standing. In 1958, I had a picture of his two sons, my father, and his sister. And on it said in 1958, and I know they were standing then.
What would you like the community to know and remember about this structure, what's left of it, or what it was? What would you like people to know?
Well, it was 160 acres that they was farming. And it was, the highway wasn't here, and they had so many hills to climb to get down here, and we walked to school from here. And it would seem like we were walking 3 or 4 miles, and now it looked like we're nothing but a half a mile.
What school was that?
Nicodemus grade school.
Who were your neighbors down here? Who were their neighbors?
Oh, we had Lady Sadie Hall lived right across the highway. And Vernie and Albert Napier over right across. And that's about the closest one was to us. Valva and Leo Wim lived a little west of us by the bridge.
Remember about what were your fondest or your best memory of visiting and being at the house?
Always going fishing with my grandmother Effie. She would always have me and you wanted to come and catch grasshopper and go fishing with her. When she was 90 something, she was still walking, fishing about a mile and a half from here. And she would take her apron off and wave it for you to see her to come over to slip off, no fishing. And also, she always made cookies for the children and biscuits with a quart can. And that's what I remember about her. She's always wanting to feed you.
Yeah. All right. Any other remaining comments? And we'll ask Ms. Florence.
Yeah.
Any other thing you want to say?
No, that's about it. I could say that her kids, children, they was came out here and was raised here. My dad, two brothers, one his sister, and the other sister had passed. I never seen her. But he had another brother. Well, as a matter of fact, three of them come from slave master, and I only seen the one. And he come down every year for her birthday in February, 14, him and his wife and children. And they lived in Omaha, Nebraska.
Can you call their names?
Reuben and Maggie Moore. And the children's name was, I named some of them, Dell, Mercedes, Lucille, Milton. I can't think the others right now.
Thank you.
Oh, Delroy.
Did you want to point out anything that she can, from
was about 50 foot from here was the, where they raised chicken, had a chicken house. And we had walnut trees all down here, and marbury trees and walnut trees, that we would always come over and sit with a brick and take our hammer and sit there and break them and eat them.